The Mets and Reds starting a four-game series Thursday at Citi Field. Matt Harvey looking for a bounce-back start for the Mets. In the bottom of the fourth, Jose Reyes would come through with a big two-run single for him.
Now the biggest out of the inning here of Reyes. Breaking ball on the ground, base hit right field. Here comes Scheffler. He's coming up with a throw. It'll come to the plate and not in time to get the sliding runner coming around from second base. Plawecki, 3-2 Mets.
That one is hit in the air, back into deep left field, and at the wall is Duvall, leaping up, that ball is gone, and it doesn't take Tim Adelman long to give up, yes, another home run. That makes it 4-2, New York. Here's a ball hammered back into deep left, and that's back-to-back home runs. 5-2. 2-2 pitch. There's a drive. Straightaway center field, and it's gone. Brandon Nimmo putting on an offensive show here tonight. And the New York Mets beating up on the Reds' bullpen with long ball power. 7-2.
Cincinnati could not build on an early 2-0 lead against Matt Harvey and the Mets, and they lose 7-2 at Citi Field Thursday. After the game, here's the reaction from Reds manager Brian Price.
Yeah, you know, I think he was managing the zone. He had a broader mix of pitches, with the breaking ball, you know, slider, the curveball, a little bit of curveball usage, a little bit more changeup usage. I don't think he had that extra gear, you know, to reach back and go get that 95, 96 when he wanted it tonight. And you know what? I thought the big hit certainly was the two-out first pitch base hit by Reyes that drove in the two that took the game from 2-1 to 3-2. But I think it was one of those games where I felt like he was going to have to battle his way through it. And late in the season for a kid that's pitching in September in the big leagues for the first time, just seemed like a good time to get him out of there. And he'll get an extra day's rest with a day off in St. Louis before he makes his next start.
Can you attribute not being able to rear back and get that higher velocity today? Is it late in the season, or is it just one of those nights?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I can't answer that for him. And he might say he felt perfectly great. Mm-hmm. You try to watch the game and see how things look. And he just wasn't quite as sharp today. You know, he had to really battle to make pitches and ran a few deeper counts, but I thought he did a great job, made some really good defensive plays, and I wasn't disappointed at all in the outing. It just seemed like it was going to be a little bit more labor than I wanted to see with a young pitcher late in the season, so decided to make that move and get him ready for his next start.
Game 2 of the series Friday has Amir Garrett starting for the Reds against Seth Lugo of the Mets.